Welcome back to the show, Chef. Have you ever tried to balance your work and life like a scale? Always teetering, adjusting, hoping it won't tip? Ever feel guilty for working too much or not working enough? Do you wonder if there's a better way to find peace, purpose, and performance in both your kitchen and your life? Well, you're not alone. And today we're unpacking the difference between chasing balance and cultivating harmony. We'll get into all of that and more right after this message. Welcome to Chef Life Radio, the podcast dedicated to helping chefs and culinary leaders take control of their kitchens, build resilient teams, and create a thriving career in hospitality. I'm Chef Adam Lamb, your host, leadership coach, and industry veteran. If you're tired of high turnover, burnout, and the daily grind, you're not alone. This podcast is here to give you the real strategies, insights, and tools you need to lead with confidence, build a culture of excellence, and craft a kitchen that works for you, not against you. Because the best kitchens don't just survive, they thrive. Hit that subscribe button and let's get started. Work-life balance implies equal distribution in a constant juggling act, where time is measured and divided like ingredients on a scale, always needing to be exact. It creates an illusion that success in both personal and professional life requires strict 50-50 alignment. This mindset leaves many chefs feeling inadequate and guilty, believing they must constantly choose between work and life, and rarely feeling like they're succeeding at either. Work-life harmony, on the other hand, acknowledges the unique rhythms of culinary life. It's not about striving for evenness, but for alignment, making sure that the time and energy you invest wherever you are reflects your values and purpose. Harmony lets you blend your passion for cooking with your personal life in a way that feels more fluid and human. It allows for imperfection. It gives you permission to show up fully, even if your hours aren't balanced. It's about presence, not perfection. Chasing balance can lead to burnout from unrealistic expectations, while cultivating harmony builds resilience, clarity, and flow in both your kitchen and your life. Harmony is about integration, creating a rhythm that works for your values, goals, and season of life. The myth of a perfect balance. No day in a chef's life is evenly split. Harmony allows for dynamic flow. It's about being fully present wherever you are. The danger of chasing balance is burnout from unrealistic expectations. Are you trying to keep the scales even, or are you creating a life that actually works for you? I'm sitting on the beach in Longboat Key, Florida. My girls are playing in the surf. My wife is next to me, sitting in her sun chair, and I am being dogged by my phone. It's blowing up because I'm getting text message after text message from the guys back at work. At one point, my wife looks over at me, gives me that side eye, and then all of a sudden starts packing up. I'm like, what are you doing? She looks at me and she says, if this is what it's going to be like now, we might as well go home. And I felt about this big. Because I couldn't create a boundary between my personal time and my professional time. And that really stung. What made it worse is that I let her pack us up and I drove that entire 3-hour drive in complete silence, knowing that I had failed. The culinary industry doesn't lend itself to a 9-to-5 schedule, making traditional work-life balance feel out of reach. For many chefs, the idea of working 8 hours and then clocking out to enjoy a calm, predictable personal life is unrealistic. We deal in chaos, precision, artistry, and adrenaline, and none of that fits neatly into a corporate-style calendar. This is why the pressure to achieve balance can feel like a setup for failure. It's not just the hours, it's the emotional toll, the physical demands, and the reality that our passion is also our profession. The traditional work-life balance model doesn't account for the fact that many of us choose this life because we love it, even when it's hard. But that doesn't mean we have to sacrifice everything else. Harmony invites us to reimagine success, not as escaping work, but integrating our work and life in ways that feel aligned and sustainable. It asks, not how do I work less, but how do I make my work and life support each other? Harmony gives permission for some days to be work heavy and others to be deeply restorative. It replaces guilt with grace, and it starts by letting go of what doesn't fit your reality and designing what does. But harmony is possible, even in this high-pressure world. Long hours, split shifts, emotion labor, how chef life defines traditional culture. Why flexibility and boundaries matter more than hours worked. And redefining what success looks like. It's not about clocking out at 5 p.m., it's about finding alignment. Balance is about hours. Harmony is about energy. Now that my children are adults, I carry a certain amount of guilt for all those times that I wasn't present. You know, my kids didn't care about whether or not I was a corporate chef or an executive chef or whether I had this event coming up or that event coming up. For them, it was about time spent with them. And I gotta say, just being there wasn't enough. There were plenty of Sundays where I was waking up groggy, hungover, and just hating life. And being there wasn't enough. I needed to be present to them. And that's the magic trick I had to learn, because I recognized that there was a whole scope of things that were happening around me that I was completely oblivious to. So whether I was at work or I was at home, in both instances, I needed to be actually present to what was going on so that I could be a full participant, even if there was no balance. And after struggling and failing or feeling like I was a failure, came upon this idea of harmony. What would it look like if I was completely upfront and honest about what this week, this month, this quarter was going to require from me in order to be successful at work so that I could also be a success at home? Because that meant that if everybody was clear and the boundaries were set, when I was there, I was fully there. Ultimately, the price I paid was one of guilt and shame. And let's be honest, that's a great story to keep me from actually doing what I need to do and be present where I'm at. Because as long as I'm guilty, feeling shame, I'm actually not present to what is, because I'm actually living in the past in that moment. So I had to figure out a way to release that so that I could actually be present in the present. And that meant forgetting about this whole idea about work-life balance. You don't need to split your life evenly to feel whole. Harmony comes from aligning your choices with your values and recognizing that a fulfilling life doesn't require rigid balance, but intentional integration. Harmony means creating a flow where your work supports your life and your life fuels your work. Instead of constantly switching hats, you're weaving a fabric where each thread, chef, parent, partner, friend, creative, adds to the same story, not competes with it. The key to achieving harmony lies in self-awareness. You have to know what matters most to you so you can make decisions to support those values instead of draining your energy. When you're out of harmony, it shows up as frustration, guilt, or disconnection. But when you're in sync, you feel purposeful, energized, and more grounded, no matter how busy life gets. And I talked earlier about at that particular point in your life, almost every decade, from job to job, your core values, the things that matter to you, will shift. And so where you might think that work is the most important thing right now, that might not always be the case. And to be self-aware enough to know when that shift happens, and then to design your life around that which matters most to you. In an upscale retirement community that I worked at, I promoted the sous chef to executive chef. And after about 6 months of mentoring and coaching, he came to me one day and said, "I'd like to have my old job back." I said, "What do you mean, man? Like, you're the executive chef now." He said, "Yeah, I don't want the job. I want my sous chef job back." And I thought for a moment and couldn't quite understand like why he was asking me that. So I said, "Well, why?" He said, "My kids are 5 and 7. I want to be there to tuck them in at night. They might not always want me to tuck them into bed, but right now it's important to them. So it's important to me." And I thought to myself, damn, now there's someone who understands his core values. And if I'm being honest, made me feel a little bit guilty that I didn't make that same decision when my kids were 5 and 7. So I did what he asked. And the executive chef who was underperforming became a sous chef who was a superstar. Harmony is a daily practice, not a destination. It's about building a lifestyle that's resilient, responsive, and reflective of who you truly are, not who the industry says you should be. Consider these three elements of work-life harmony. First thing is identify your core values. and let them guide your time and energy. Every single coaching client I have, we start with the same process around identifying your core values, because without those, you are completely adrift and you're going from job to job, moment to moment, without anything really guiding you forward. Practicing presence. Be fully in the kitchen at work, fully with your people at home. And designing the alliance. It's a phrase I got from friend Kristen Marvin, who's an incredible leadership coach. And she talks about designing the alliance with her coaching clients. But I'll bet you any amount of money that she sat down and designed the alliance between her and her husband as well. And the first thing she wanted to fit in there were the things that were most important to her: her self-care, her exercise, her mental wellness. So once you put those big rocks in the jar, then you can fill up that jar with other smaller rocks. Designing the routines and rituals that create margin and protect energy. So these are your action steps for this episode. Define what harmony looks like for you, not someone else's version of success. The easiest way to do that is to get a fresh piece of paper and write out your perfect day, your ideal day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, because you're going to end up focusing on those things that are most important to you. That's going to give you a key on designing your life. Not what you think is currently possible, but let your imagination run wild, because that is going to give you your direction forward. Audit your week. Where are you spending your energy? And does it align with what matters most to you? Write it out like a schedule, like where you're spending your time doing what. This is also going to give you some insight into what you're taking on that can be easily offloaded to somebody else. This is going to be working that delegation muscle. You want to be in your A game. You want to delegate your B game and your C game to others whose A game are those things. And this week, create one ritual to mark the transition between work and home. I actually created an audio meditation that I call a midday reset, because I recognize that taking the chef home was not a good thing. As a matter of fact, my wife Jennifer said to me one day, "You know, I don't work for you." And I had to pull myself back, like, what? Like, you're talking to me like a chef, because I didn't create a boundary between work and going home. So I created this audio meditation, which you can get. The link is in the show notes for free. If it serves you, I want you to have it, because it's important to create this space so that you can context switch successfully, finish up work, and then be the person you want to be at home. Harmony isn't about balance. It's about intention. It's not about having equal time. It's about being in alignment. If you've been chasing balance and wondering why you feel like you're falling short, maybe it's time for a new paradigm. Harmony offers freedom, flexibility, and flow. It allows you to be the best version of yourself, both behind the line and beyond it. 1% better than you were yesterday. Remember, this industry will take everything you give it. If you don't intentionally carve out a version of life that works for you, you'll end up running on empty, burned out, bitter, and wondering what it's all for. Harmony doesn't happen by accident. It's built choice by choice, moment by moment, and it's not about perfection. It's about being present. It's about knowing what matters and letting that guide the way you show up in your kitchen, at your table, and in your own mind. So here's the question. What would your life look like if it wasn't split down the middle, but woven together with intention? What would it feel like to be in harmony? And what's one small change you can make today to move in that direction? Until next time, stay tall and frosty. And don't forget to lead with a heart. That's a wrap for today's episode of Chef Life Radio. If this resonated with you, do me a favor, subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more culinary leaders like you who are ready to take their kitchens to the next level. Want more? Connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or join our Chef Life Radio community for exclusive insights and leadership tools. Remember, leadership isn't about perfection, it's about progress. So take what you've learned today and apply it in your kitchen, your team, and your life. Chef Life Radio is more than just a podcast, it's a movement. The focus is no longer just on career survival, but on transforming leadership, creating sustainability, and ensuring chefs can build kitchens that thrive. Remember, the secret ingredient to culinary success isn't just in the food, it's in the leadership. Keep learning, keep growing, and as always, lead with the heart. See you next time.